I was sitting here looking over again what I wrote for this morning's write-up. I'm not going to read it, but I commend it to you. It's pretty good. And it's really kind of a good take-home. And if you do that, and you're sitting here with your order of service, and you do like this, and you read this, and look at the picture on the front cover, and if you were looking at that while people were singing and doing "The Sun's Up," Sandy picked a great picture for the front of the order of service. So there you have a reflection piece and a take-home. You didn't know you were going to get that either this morning, along with a flower. All right. There's a line in there that says, Jesus' resurrection need not be literal to be a message of full life lived beyond fear of death. I won't read the rest because I said I wouldn't, but I commend it to you. I stand before you. I'm a Unitarian Universalist minister, ordained. They call this thing a stole. It's, you put it on as the yoke of service. I put it on because it's got the sun on it. And Priscilla Yokote, who lit the chalice for us, made it. So, yeah. Yeah. I'm a Unitarian Universalist minister. I also am culturally Christian. That is, I am that as much as I took in a traditional religious upbringing. It's just in me. I bet it would be safe to say that most of you here are culturally Christian. Some of you are culturally Jewish. There may be, is there anybody who feels they're culturally something else? Something else? Anybody? See? Yeah, and there are a few hands that sort of went up. I wasn't asking for your hands. I was just asking for the reflection. Some of the Wiccans are checking in from the corner here. So my traditional religious upbringing back then was Christian-based. So Easter, as the story of Jesus' resurrection, is part of my experience. It's also where my more literal younger brain got stuck, trying to make sense of what people were saying or what I thought I heard them saying. I wasn't thinking about possible larger meanings, or I was, but developmentally I couldn't quite get there. And somehow I've turned these things over, so hang on a minute. So, what do you mean that he is risen? Somebody, a body, can't actually rise up from the dead. But now I've come to understand meanings in Easter, and I would say the power of Easter, in ways that leave the question of literal interpretation behind, while embracing the sense that something important for our experience and in our history is going on. It's a part of my experience of being open to something more. And the Christian story instilled in my upbringing still informs my reflections. I go back to it to work with it. It's central in one form or another for the Christian community, and then I would be safe to say most of the people in Henderson County. Unitarian Universalist minister Roberta Finkelstein, in an Easter homily, shares the story that when she was a little girl, she used to go every year at Easter to visit her Uncle Bob and Aunt Mary and her cousins. They were Episcopalians. And I could say, how many of you are culturally Episcopalian in there? Yeah. They were Episcopalians. And on Easter Sunday, when they came down to the kitchen for breakfast, instead of saying good morning, Bob would say in a really happy voice, Christ is risen. And everybody else would answer in good Episcopalian form, I might add. He is risen indeed. I see people saying that and nodding their head. That is what the Easter story is about for Christians, she says. That is what Christians celebrate on Easter, that Christ is risen, the resurrection. She goes on to say that as Unitarian Universalist kid, she wanted everything to make sense. What did that mean, that Christ was risen? She understood the image of plants growing out of the winter ground. She learned that nature religions that existed long before Christianity took form celebrated the arrival of spring as a form of rebirth. One day there is nothing but brown, dead-looking dirt, she says. The next day, flowers have risen. And we have our flower celebration. In Celtic and Germanic earth religions, the goddess of spring is named Ostara. Sounds a little bit like Easter. And the symbols of Ostara are eggs and white rabbits. The ancient northern European goddess Ardeo appears as a bear. What do bears do? They hibernate in winter. And when the spring comes, they rise up again from the dead. Last week I talked about the different feeling that comes from just thinking of the sun as generous. Just putting personal words to the physics of solar reactions that generate the light that is the energy that becomes life and us. Just doing that moves my sense of the universe from a collection of stuff to a dynamic feeling of relationship into which I belong. Every second, the sun transforms 4 million tons of itself into light. Brian Swim talks about it as sacrifice. Each day, the sun does what? Dies and is reborn again as life and us, the vitality, the very vitality of Earth. He says this is a basic truth of biology with supreme spiritual significance. Every child of ours needs to learn the simple truth. She is the energy of the sun, and we adults should organize things so her face shines with the same radiant joy. We adults should organize things so her face shines with the same radiant joy. Very powerful Easter language. The sun is up. If it wasn't, we wouldn't be here. Yes, all this is going on. It is the energy of the universe and life and us. It gives form and origin to our sense of importance and connection and belonging. I use it for my way of orienting in the universe. We are from all of this. So by our very nature, all that we do and are comes from this, is influenced by it, takes forms that can be moved back to that understanding. But Reverend Finkelstein makes the point that while we can look at how all of this fact and energy is a part of the power of Jesus' resurrection story, she says, that's not all that happened back then. And we are missing something if we leave it at that, if we just do flowers, as great and wonderful and right as they are. She says that there was an extraordinary transformation that occurred. What happened is that a small sect of uneducated and disparate, that is diverse, and frightened people came back together after the death of Jesus and changed the world. Just take that sentence for hope and encouragement and possibility. A small sect, go a small group of uneducated and disparate and frightened people came back together and changed the world. They organized in the face and resistance of the Roman Empire. They did, she says, you can't argue that point. They started a movement that became Christianity, a religion that 2,000 years later has more than 2 billion followers across the globe. They changed the world so profoundly that we started time over again. So what happened in the year one? She said something happened. Something transformative, something amazing, something perhaps miraculous. What was this something that lived through so many people, it actually became the message on our own hot dog world sign? One side says, up from the grave he arose. The other side, anybody seen it? Because he lives. Here's a Unitarian Universalist way to think about it. It comes from Henry Nelson Wyman, who was a 20th century Unitarian Universalist and theologian, and he was also a signer of the Humanist Manifesto in his later years. Wyman believed that God is not a thing or being out there, but a verb, a force at work in the universe, something constantly and restlessly seeking to influence the direction of our choice. Just when I say a force, I can go back to the sun and begin to think in that way, even if you're not doing with the conscious piece. He thought of this as divine and believed that this divinity made itself known in the interactions between us and among us, in the interactions between people, and in the interactions between people and the rest of creation. Think of it filling in, or actually holding the space of right relationship. When open-minded and open-hearted people come together in groups seeking to be transformative, something happens. Something new is, or may be, created. And Wyman called this something, that phrase I used, creative interchange. Not oppositional argument, that could be a part of it, but creative interchange. Conversation, being together to find, make, be part of something new. Wyman then put forward a theory about the Easter resurrection in these very terms. His theory is that when Jesus gathered his followers and engaged them in deep and provocative conversations, when he pushed them to think in new categories, to be merciful and compassionate and attentive to those in the margins of their society, they felt this creative interchange. The Reverend Nancy Palmer Jones compares it to the feeling of energy and connection she felt in the presence of the Dalai Lama. Or, she said, her most remembered teacher, who was Miss Jones in the third grade. I remember the feeling when I saw the Dalai Lama in a small room at Harvard Divinity School, so was in with fewer people than are in this section, sitting with him. I can remember that feeling of, wow, this is powerful, this is right, there's something going on here. She says that maybe, just maybe, something in such stories hints at what the people who met Jesus must have felt. They feel a surge of energy. Everything changes. They feel seen and recognized, each one exactly as they are, rich or poor. They are their best selves in that moment, in that community. Reverend Meg Barnhouse, who used to be the minister down in Spartanburg here, explains it this way. Wyman imagines that this new life the Jesus followers experience is not even about Jesus, really, but about the creative interchange among them, the way they hear each other and understand each other, the way they love each other and anticipate each other's needs. That's what God is, Wyman says, the transformation that happens for them in community. In that community, the old rituals like sharing a Passover meal or washing each other's feet seem brand new. The wave of energy surges through them again and again. They feel fully, simply present. When Jesus leaves them, or rather, when they leave him as he's taken to trial, and then when Jesus is killed, they think that it's all over, and they flee for their lives. They hide in their homes in the countryside. Their disappointment and sense of loss are heavy and immense. This wasn't what was supposed to happen. But they can't stay apart from each other. They need each other. And when they come back together, when they mourn together, they begin to feel like they did when Jesus was around. That's what the resurrection means, Wyman says. To paraphrase him, the life-transforming creativity previously known only in fellowship with Jesus begins again to work in the fellowship of Jesus' followers. It's the sense of their own best selves that has risen from the dead. Since the followers have never experienced this anywhere except with Jesus, they think the man Jesus is actually present, walking and talking with them. But what rises from the dead, Wyman says, is not the man Jesus, it's the creative power that Jesus embodies and that they felt when they were with him. End quote. Something happened. And this is a way that the sign at Hot Dog World, because he lived, can now make sense for me, to me. Do we know what happened? Do we know that that happened? No. As a colleague suggested, we should take out an ad in the paper that says, "Unitarian Universalist, join us on Easter Sunday. We don't know what happened." Exactly. But do we know such interchange of right relationship and right living happens? Yes, we do. And we need to be reminded of it over and over again. We also know that we can make it happen ourselves, that it can be resurrected even after great loss or in the face of oppression and disappointment, even in the face of despair. That itself is a powerful Easter promise. Again, Reverend Nancy Palmer Jones, it's a Unitarian Universalist understanding of resurrection. The followers of Jesus feel it when they come back together in community, love, creativity, empathy, presence, a recognition of each individual, a fullness of life, their and our best selves. And that changes everything. The sun is up. Every day, practical and powerful. One of the Easter messages, if you take this, you could go back to something that happened this week when the North Carolina legislature met in closed session, not creative interchange, met in closed session and passed a law which made it where you can only go into the restroom that is the gender that's on your birth certificate. Okay, and we can take that from many places, but it was to overthrow, what was it to do? Overthrow an ordinance passed in Charlotte that had taken a year of conversation, here we are back, conversation in the community, together, listening, hearing, working, to come up with something transformative that said transgender people can go into the restroom of their choice, you know, where they identify, basically. So they did it. They met in a half an hour. They closed the doors. They didn't have any conversation. And they, in a way, made it illegal for any community in North Carolina to do that kind of work. They said no more of that. There's been a lot of feeling, a lot of, it feels very bad. But I would say don't despair. If we hear this message, what do? We come together again in support of community. We come together again and we begin talking about fears and concerns and what can be done. We can make something good and new and real again and again and again. It just got killed. It can come to life again. That's the message. Anytime you get together, let's come together. And we know that we can create good and new inclusive life in the face of oppositional divisive power. It happened in the face of the Roman Empire. Whether you believe it or not, you can look to that story and go, there's an example. And we celebrate it every year. And it will feel good and right to be a part of it. I would change our ad to read, "Unitarian Universalist, come join us on Easter Sunday. We know what's happening. And it's happening here. The sun's up and giving and including everyone. It shines on all of us. Happy Easter indeed."